This opinion column was written by Elizabeth New with the Washington Policy Center. The state has built a worker-financed benefit machine that never stops eating wages. Washington's paid family and medical leave program, sold as a compassionate safety net, is becoming a regressive drain on the workers who fund it. This isn't a surprise. It's exactly what some of us have expected and warned about for years. Washington's innovative and popular paid family and medical leave program could be hundreds of millions of dollars in the red within just a few years. The state predicts a $350 million deficit by 2029, according to the Washington State Standard. Washington workers need to brace for yet another pay cut in the form of higher payroll taxes in 2026. Paid family and medical leave's design has always been flawed. Funded by payroll deductions, 72% from employees and 28% from employers, it pays partial wages to those who take time off for medical or family reasons. Lots of new parents are taking advantage of paid time off for mom and dad, complements of other state workers who have needs and wants to pay for of their own. The rate started at 0.4% of wages in 2019. It has more than doubled to 0.92% and is projected to climb to 1.13% next year. The law caps the tax rate at 1.2%, but the Employment Security Department expects to hit that ceiling by 2027 and stay there, which is why lawmakers have floated a proposal to increase the ceiling to 2%, or $2 for every $100 of earnings. The average Washington worker, earning $95,160 a year, now contributes about $626 annually to paid family and medical leave, while the employer pays another $249. That's $875 a year for benefits that most of today's workers don't use. Supporters like to call paid family and medical leave a social insurance program, but this social program has many lower-wage workers subsidizing higher-income families. I asked the Employment Security Department again this year about who is using paid family and medical leave. In fiscal year 2024, workers earning $61 or more per hour used the program nearly twice as often as the lowest-wage workers. In fiscal year 2025, people making $61 or more per hour more than doubled the lowest wage workers using the program. Usage among the bottom wage quintile has dropped each year from 12% of all claims in fiscal year 2023 to just 8% in fiscal year 2025. Meanwhile, participation among top earners keeps climbing. Those earning above $61 an hour grew from 16% to 18% of total users. Middle quintile wage earners are the biggest bulk of users. Washington's paid leave program is progressive in rhetoric, but regressive in reality. Even though more dollars for the program come in from higher income workers, the lowest income group uses the program the least. That makes sense. Paid family and medical leave offers a replacement wage, not a full wage. Lower income workers often can't afford to give up a portion of their pay, and many workers of low, middle, and high incomes will never use the program at all. This is a worker and employer-paid perk for only some, much like WA Cares will be one day. Add the two payroll taxes together with continual rate increases, and hello, income tax in Washington state. The state briefly papered over funding gaps with $200 million in general fund money in 2023, but that cushion is gone, and another bailout is politically unlikely. Overspending by lawmakers is already causing budget woes this year. Lawmakers are now weighing ideas to restrict paid family and medical leave benefits provided, such as lowering the amount of paid time off or hike the tax. The tax increasing proposal that was floated last year is expected to be back in the 2026 legislative session. Senate Bill 5292 would increase the rate cap to 2%, costing the average worker nearly $2,000 a year. Meanwhile, program expansions continue. Last session, lawmakers decided more employees will be eligible for benefits and workers will be able to take leave in 4-hour chunks. Each change is certain to drive claims higher, harming workers and businesses, and pushing the fund further underwater. Federal law already grants 12 weeks of unpaid job-protected family leave. Washington state misguidedly went further by making family leave paid and forcing workers of all income levels to fund it. For people living paycheck to paycheck, the paid family and medical leave deduction isn't a benefit, it's a subtraction. Penalizing work is bad policy. Penalizing it even more is terrible policy. Washington lawmakers aren't running a safety net for those in hardship. Paid family and medical leave is a state-mandated benefit for middle and upper-wage earners. If they truly want a safety net, they would fund it from the general fund and do away with this payroll deduction that benefits workers who can better afford to take time off. Until then, paid family and medical leave will remain what it has quietly become, a paycheck penalty masquerading as compassion. Elizabeth New, also known as Elizabeth Hovde, is a policy analyst and the director of the Centers for Healthcare and Worker Rights at the Washington Policy Center. She is a Clark County resident.